News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
81% of students who sat the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT in March were placed in a school of their choice. This represents an 8% increase over last year's results. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid says the results register increases in four of the five subject areas.
The overall summary of results by virtue of subjects. For mathematics, the average turned out to be 58.2%. For science, 69.2%. Social studies, 68.9%. Language arts, 68.4%. And the communication task, 72%.
Senator Reid was speaking at a press briefing in Kingston last Tuesday to release the results of the examination. Of the 38,579 students who sat the exam, 34,426 were placed in high schools, 3,270 in technical schools, 1,051 in primary and junior high schools, and 9 were placed in special needs institutions. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says additional measures will be implemented to increase safety and security in resort areas. Mr. Bartlett says the Ministry of National Security is working with the tourism product development company TPDCO to develop a comprehensive security program for the sector.
Some 87 district constables are being trained as we speak under this new initiative. And these officers will function under a special arm of the JCA, having policing powers, and will focus specifically on boosting safety and security in our resort areas. We will be adding another 13 officers to bring the initial complement to 100 by the end of this year.
The tourism minister was making his contribution to the 2016-17 sectoral debate in Parliament last Tuesday. He says the ministry has established a multi-sectoral task force to develop strategies to effectively eradicate the problem of visitor harassment. The plan will entail a three-pronged approach: legislative, law enforcement, and social intervention. The Ministry of Health is moving to set up additional emergency medical service units across the island to improve the time it takes to respond to crisis cases. This was disclosed by Director of Emergency Medical Services in the Ministry, Dr. Jacqueline Biseza McKenzie.
Our aim is to increase those sites, and certainly over the next 2 years, we are looking to increase from 6 to 13 sites.
Dr. Biseza McKenzie was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The units, housed at fire stations in Westmoreland, St. James, Trelawney, and St. Catherine, offer pre-hospital and other emergency medical services. Dr. Biseza McKenzie says the ministry is seeking funding to set up additional sites, estimated to cost $24 million each. And the Jamaica Public Service Company, JPS, is urging customers to conserve on their electricity usage as the upward trend in oil prices has resulted in an increase in the cost of energy. Customers will see an average 12.8% increase in their bills this month. This due to a combination of factors, including an increase in the cost of the fuel used for electricity generation based on rising oil prices on the international market. The overall increase will result in residential customers paying 21 U.S. cents per kilowatt hour on average for electricity in June compared to 19 U.S. cents in May.
It's definitely not something we want to be telling our customers. It's not good news for us either at JPS, but the reality of how oil impacts electricity costs is that whenever the prices go down, that benefit is passed on to the customer, and when the oil prices go up, the customer also sees that impact on his or her bill.
Director of Corporate Communications at JPS, Winsome Callum, speaking in an interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter, from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the legal aid council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.